reminded me when I was in high school and I was starved for affirmation, and one of our guys on a basketball team got 48 points. So they took him out with about 3 minutes ago and put me in. They gave him a standing ovation. I walked out like this, like it was for me. That was for you. So, well, thank you guys, all of you who put this Sunday together. And I just wanted to kind of tie up some loose ends if I could. Think of the fellowship over the years and how it changed so radically. And it really started with Miss Debbie Kwan and Ann Kenderian. And they were both doing their fellowship at the Cleveland Clinic in cardiology. And I think I probably had an affection first for Ann because she was Arabic. And we could, you know, it was nice to have some Michigan people in the fellowship. In fact, I wanted to say this. What could be better than a buzzer beater? Only this, right? But last night wasn't bad. Okay. But it was so fun to get to know Ann and Debbie. And then Ann left. And I thought for sure Debbie was going to leave too. And I was kind of like sad, but you know, as a pastor, you never admit that stuff because it's like, oh, I hope not, I hope not. And then she stayed, and I thought, must be my dynamic preaching. But then I realized it was the home group at the Jane and Pastor Dan's and Bob and Donna's teaching. So I'll ride your little shirt tail. That's okay with me. I'm glad you hung around. Because by hanging around my Debbie, and we got a chance to break bread at Debbie's house with Adaranki and one of your other friends, and encouraging them in their single journey. And I can remember especially before we left, because we were talking about this potential date that might be down the road. And we prayed by faith for this guy, for this meeting that might happen. And she was a little nervous about it, if I remember. But the rest is history, isn't it? Thank the Lord. But I must admit, like Eloy, I wanted to say Pastor Eloy. That's what it is in my heart. But I thought he was homeless too, you know. Believe me, it wouldn't be unusual. And God bless homeless people. That's not a knock on them, but you never know who comes through here during the week. Some of you that are just here on Sundays, you have no clue what happens here during the week. I'll save that for my book that I'm working on here at Scranton Road, Fact or Fiction. You decide, okay? I'm 5 chapters into it. I got to finish it. But Pastor Jay hooked up with us pretty quick. First, as a part-time person. And he'd come in here with his Cosmic Fury t-shirt on. He told me he can do everything. So we signed him up on the softball team. I figured maybe he'd be the next Ichiro. Not exactly. He's got many gifts. That wasn't it. But then he took everybody out in the parking lot. He thought he was Jeremy Lin. And he did win his fair amount of games on the basketball court. How, I don't know. But he beat me too, so I got nothing to say. One of Che's gifts, I think it's a gift. Maybe it's a vice, I'm not sure. He had bets with everybody in this neighborhood, not just the church, the neighborhood. If there was a game, any kind of game, he had bets. Now, I don't know how many are still out there that you owe. I think I got a couple coming. That's the real reason why he's moving. He's trying to get away from paying his debts. But he changed my life here, and I thank you. The staff dynamic here, I never could have imagined. And I remember he said something in the office not that long ago, and I want to restate it. This was so new to me. It's so grateful to God that he brought the world here and probably saved the church a lot of money for me going out there. But to have so many folks from so many different ethnicities and cultures, and it just was a joy to learn together. And I say that because we're all learning. I hope you're learning. I hope you don't judge people by a book cover, that you sit down and listen to stories and tell your story, because you realize we have so much more in common than we do different. But thank God for the cover he's given us, for the background he's given us. Wouldn't it be terrible if everybody looked like me, especially you ladies? That would be horrible. But as I think about his time, we grew internally, we grew externally. We challenged each other during book studies. I was always the old man, right? I always had to represent the old man. And I'm thinking, come on, I'm not that old. At least not in here, I don't think. But I guess I am. Historical genius, excellent expositor, backup. I don't know if you knew this or not, but he's Jimmy Kimmel's backup. He's definitely our area comedian. But before I leave, I have to say this, and this is why I stopped here. This is mine. Anytime after 10 o'clock, you could call him at area code 216-402-18. I'll stop there. You figure it out. I think his first or second sermon, three times he broadcasted my cell number to you guys, and I'm thinking they're wet in my pants, especially when he said you could call him at any time. Somebody called me the next day at 2 in the morning. I said, I'm going to get that guy. It was a joke. Then you leave it to God to bridge any differences we had over a near tragedy. Isn't it amazing what tragedy does? It says there's no foxes or atheists in foxholes. There's no barriers when we seek God together, especially over someone we love so much. And God raised up Chloe, and now look at her, Olympic champion, an amazingly bright young lady who knows the entrance to my heart. Every time she leaves this place, she'll look at me and say, go blue. But you know what? She did something even more special this week. And Pastor Chase sent me an audio of Chloe singing the Lord's Prayer, and it broke my heart. Keep her there. God bless you guys. It's been said that the safest place to get sick in Cleveland, Ohio is right here. I remember when Raul saved Tony's life. And so many of you guys that are in the medical field have interceded for people in our church, have met with them, talked to them, connected the dots to the professional help that they needed. It's amazing to see how God would do things far beyond just meeting together on Sunday morning. Personally, calling Debbie from the ICU room at the University Hospital in Ann Arbor about my nephew-in-law, who's Jewish, and had a very rare heart disease. And I was able to connect him to Debbie. And he came down here and got treatment. More than treatment, he got hope. He and my niece started to open up their heart to the things of God. And I want to report this. You don't even know this. Yesterday, my niece's mom, my sister, called me up and said, Joe, can you send me a Bible? Thank you. They both called me a father figure in different realms. From Debbie, that was a term of endearment. Thank you. I'd like to know in the future how that really played out. To Pastor Chase, sometimes it was good, sometimes it wasn't not so good. You remind me of my dad. And that was like, oh, come on. His dad's a pastor, and I probably represented the mature pastoral figure in his life. But you know, we learn and we keep learning, and I trust we're going to continue to learn. But if I'm really your pastor, check your DNA and see if there's any Arabic blood there, would you please? Let me know. He's made it very clear, and I want you all to know that he is only 18 minutes away from here. And we expect to maintain a gracious, abundant, and fun partnership down the road. We'll give them about a month or so, but we're going to load the Scranton Road bus, starting with our Tuesday group. Dave has volunteered to drive. James and Nate are going to give the commentary and the prayer, and Roland's going to give a little Bible study. So you come on Tuesday, and you'll meet my friends, all right? But as we pray with you, with love and gratitude and joy for your new mission that I know you'll flourish at, I want to read a couple scriptures that you're very familiar with and one that I know you know. First from Joshua chapter 1, verses 5-9. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Don't turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips, and you've done a great job of that. Stay with it. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Haven't I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. It's a great opportunity you have before you, and I'm proud of you, and I'm so excited to see what the Lord is going to do. But I know you know that every new opportunity will also bring with it challenges. We're not naive to that. The first challenge, by the way, is this. I got a phone call from Chrissy's father. You don't even know this. But Chrissy's dad is the pastor of the big Korean church, correct? And he said, can you please tell Pastor Che, before he comes here, not to wear that Ambassadors of Chilean t-shirt more than once per month. So we may need to take you to Walmart when we're done here, okay? Seriously, stand firm in God's word. Be driven by his amazing love. And not only preach the word with conviction, but keep it fresh as you always do. And always continue learning, loving, forgiving, and growing. Never let that become past tense. You're going to raise up a countless number of disciples, so much so that I know next year if we do soccer camp, we got it settled, right? But you know, there's one thing last that I want to leave with you, because I've done enough of these things over the years, and you've been in ministry a long time, and everybody really focuses on what you're going to do and your calling and all that stuff, but I want to twist this thing a little bit. I want to know that you'll know what God has successfully called you to this task when you are able to and continue to work out this challenge in Ecclesiastes 4, 9 to 12. The two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. May your relationship together, first with God, then with each other, and then with the two greatest disciples God has given you, Chloe and Josiah, flourish because of you going over there, and everything else would be the frosting on the cake. Keep that close to your heart. May this be God's joy and privilege to allow you to really grow in his grace, his goodness, and his love. We'll never replace you. You're a beauty, a challenge, an amazing blessing through it all, that I'm grateful to God. Before I could die from this place, I had the privilege to do ministry and do friendship with you, and I love you guys for that. I want to close with this scripture, and it's Paul's last words to the elders in Ephesus in Acts 20. He says, I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among those who are sanctified. I have not coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when Paul finished speaking, he knelt down with all of them and prayed, and they all wept as they embraced him and kissed him. I'll spare you the kiss, but my embrace and my holy kiss goes from my heart to yours with gratefulness to God for you being here. God bless you both, and would you come forward, please?